Dicen que por las noches nomás se le iba en puro llorar. Dicen que
My full name's Renee Marie Rubio. My parents, when my mom was expecting, didn't know what to name me, and the lady that became my godmother suggested it. That way, if I was a boy, it would be a unisex name, or I'm a girl, and my mom liked it, so they picked that name, and Marie, just because my mom thought it sounded good. I am from Mulberry Trees, Laureles, y Yerba Buena. I'm a pretty easygoing person. I love people. I'm friendly and compassionate, and I try to always have consideration for others. I am from playing in the grass on warm, sunny days, looking out for the scorpions in the yard. My parents are both from El Paso, and my mom's mom is from Mexico, from Juarez. And my dad's family, they're from El Paso and New Mexico, and of course, great great grandfathers from Spain. I am from Sundays at Chamizal Park listening to multicultural music with my family. When I grew up, which was in the early 70s there, it was fun. I had cousins that were like my brothers, guys. And because I only had two sisters, and my neighborhood was, there was a bunch of children that we grew up with. One family was Lebanese, and one family, the mother was Japanese, so I learned about their different cultures. And it was a time where I could walk without asking my mom permission. It was safe. It was a great neighborhood. Now it's not the same, but there was a lot of elderly too in the neighborhood that were really sweet, and they would sit on the porch and tell stories to my sister and I about like the Pancho Villa time that they grew up in. And there was one family that I thought it was odd at the time. They were my age and a little older, and they'd have a glass of wine with dinner every day, and he was just teaching them culture, not teaching them about booze. And he'd play the piano for them every night, and their front door would be open. We could hear it. So it was a fun neighborhood. It was pretty diverse. I am from Friday enchilada dinners. I am from Rubio, Benavides, Bermudez, y Medina. Ever since I was younger, I've always drawn and painted, and then I kind of took a break from it for 10 years. And when I moved to Albuquerque, I just started painting to fill my walls because they didn't have any artwork, and people started coming over and they like want to buy it, so it kind of encouraged me to paint more. I always wished I could be a writer, and I was never good at it, but this has been a great way to try to step into that, and I enjoy it. I might not be that good, but it's been fun. And flamenco music and dancing. I started that back in El Paso, and whenever I go home for like family events, they always want me to perform a little, and I love it. And I try to teach my niece, who's 9, but she's shy. She's good at it, and hopefully she'll pick up that. I am from Cinco Putos y El Chupo Town. I miss my family. I'm very close to them. When I first moved here, my 2 days off, I'd be driving back and forth to El Paso, and I had to like wean myself from that and start meeting people here because I didn't know anyone. And fortunately, I have. I am from Mind Your P's and Q's, even if you're dining with Marranitos. Where I live now is very different from where I grew up. I live in a loft apartment, which is by Old Town, which I love that area. There's a lot of places that are walking distance, which is nice. I enjoy walking or riding my bike, and unfortunately, my car died on me, so I have to. I am from Call Your Mom Often. I am from You Can Never Stop Growing and Learning.